small Caribbean nation of Haiti shook on January 12, 2010, the hearts of people all around the world shook with it. Over 200,000 people lost their lives to the disaster, and billions of dollars worth of infrastructure laid in rubble. Now the country is hoping a new president will raise a new and more powerful Haiti out of the ashes.
I'm watching my country that is dying.
Haitians like Beatrice Abbott gathered at Ecker College in St. Petersburg, Florida last Saturday to hear what some of Haiti's presidential candidates plan to do to get the country back on its feet. Gerard Joseph of the Solidarity Party was one of the five candidates who attended the forum. He says now, more than ever, Haiti needs a president it can trust.
There is a lot of Haitians already, but not all Haitians. However, he's saying that for the last 200 years, we've been putting people in and out of office, and therefore we need to start putting, like, the people start, we start, we start building the trust between the people and the government. And so therefore, that's what needs to happen.
Pas tout haïtien mais a gagné une forte participation des haïtiens quand même n'a choisi qui l'autre monde.
The country was ranked the 10th most corrupt nation on the Corruption Perception Index in 2009, and political turmoil and corruption have plagued Haiti's history. Money from nations all over the world has yet to reach those who need it most due to a currently corrupt government. And as the country still works to rebuild the destruction from the quake, many people question whether now is the right time for democracy. However, attendees like Augustus Gus Garcia and Beatrice Abbott say it's a necessity in a time of uncertainty.
Haiti has been in a longer quest for democracy than it has been recovering from the earthquake. But I have learned that in this situation, maybe the best thing is the distribution of power could be the best way to service the people of Haiti.
It's not a matter of being ready. It's a matter of being educated how to vote for the proper candidate.
Because we want everyone to know it is the time for us to not just send that money to Haiti, but to be involved in the development of Haiti.
Haitians like Marie-Joseph Darlene Mentor and Malik Sedeq Jean are eager to hear what the candidates will bring to the table.
It's about time now to think about country instead of the president himself. His education, his background, it's important for him to deliver, to present his policy about what he's going to do for this country.
Transparency will be one of the main things that we need to work on. And that's one of the way transparency shows is actually having debates. That's one of our first ever Haitian president debate. You know, so that shows that, yes, that's what they're planning on doing, to see exactly, you know, what they're coming in with, what they have done in the past, and what they're planning on in the future.
The country is relying heavily right now on sources abroad to not only help rebuild, but also fund the election. An election that some worry isn't even a true democratic process. One of the country's major parties, Femini Lavalas, wasn't permitted to take part in the election. And as countries like the U.S. donate millions to fund it, 45 members of Congress last week wrote a letter saying the U.S. should not be involved in an election that does not include all eligible political parties and ready access voting to all Haitians, including the displaced. However, Edwin Parison, Minister of Haitians Living Abroad, says a new Haiti cannot grow without outside help.
It was important for this to happen here outside of Haiti. That tells me that the Haitian diaspora is really want to implicate themselves in the affairs of Haiti. Can't do without the diaspora in the development of Haiti.
Incontournable dans la reconstruction.
Even though the forum was open to all candidates, only 5 of the 19 presidential hopefuls attended. People that attended the event had a chance to meet and learn about candidates like independent Dr. José Bijou.
D'abord, ma peut remercier communauté Tampa.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank Tampa for coming out here. Although it is my first time in Tampa, I would like to return again because this place reminds me of my home country.
Gérard Blot.
I was born in Cap Haitien. I studied medicine in 1977, and I'm a gynecologist specialized from 1980, and I spent 4 years studying economy and politics.
Eric Charles.
I would like to thank God for allowing me to have accomplished so many things. My parents that really helped push me, which allow me to be a candidate for the presidency of Haiti right now.
Moi, j'ai 48 ans.
I'm 48 years old.
Et numéro parti, c'est 48 tout.
And my party number is also 48.
This event, as I said, is an indicative of what we can do. What our young people can do and what our young people need in Haiti and outside of Haiti is leadership and vision. I am a presidential candidate today because I intend to provide this vision. And
as you know, Joseph, we're all given a chance to tell people what they envision for the small nation's future. And some Haitians like Evelyn Drake and Beatrice Abbott left the event feeling the long journey ahead for Haiti will bring about a new and better country.
I'm very happy that such a forum was able to be formed so they can have the opportunity to express themselves, so you can see the heart of the new leader, the new leadership that is coming up now. So I'm truly happy that I came.
First of its time, so it was really excellent to be part of all this, part of history.
However, they also realize a new president won't solve all of Haiti's problems.
One person cannot do the job. It's all of us. We have to work together to restore our nation. This is my feeling. Corruption is everywhere. We have to go beyond all of these things because we cannot pass the fault to this person, to this person. It's all of us as Haitian people. We have to come together to restore our nation.
Haitians are scheduled to vote on November 28th for their new president. To learn more about all of Haiti's 2010 presidential candidates, you can go online to www.HaitiElection2010.com. For WMNF in Tampa, I'm Sarah Curran.